For millions of fans, downloading videos off the internet is okay, but really nothing beats seeing a movie in the theater on opening day, especially when the movie is Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, which opens today, a Thursday, which means school or work for most people. Some employers, like Miller Systems in Boston, decided to embrace the fact that their workers wanted to get out of the office.
Greetings. Our offices will be closed after 12:30 p.m. on Thursday, May 19th. In observance of George Lucas's latest epic, Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith.
Most employers are not so understanding of the power of the Force that pulls fans to a movie. NPR's Art Silverman went to talk to some people standing in line for the show, playing Wookiee Hookie.
So who here called in sick today to be here? Anyone?
I'm self-employed.
I quit my job.
That's Salem Webster and her father, Bruce. The Webster clan takes their Star Wars watching seriously. Today, they were waiting at Washington, D.C.'s Uptown Theater for the 3 o'clock showing of the latest epic. While they didn't have to lie to anyone to come to a midday show, that wasn't the case for some others, including Tish Paul of Bethesda, Maryland.
I had to tell a few clients I was out of the office, and my partners weren't so happy about it, but here I am.
I just was taking a sick day. That's it. I left a message.
Can I hear your cough?
I gave no cough. I just said I wasn't going to be in.
That's Adam. He didn't tell us his last name or hometown. Like many others in line, he didn't want to get caught playing hooky. An Alexandria, Virginia man who wished to be known as Dante said he'd set the day aside 3 months ago for Star Wars, and he used an elaborate excuse.
I'm getting married in a month, and I told my chief client that I am doing wedding errands and getting my wedding rings engraved.
That's Brian Michnick from Arlington, Virginia. As we were asking folks about their excuses, a small boy came up and volunteered his story.
My mom told me that I was going to the doctor and I got fooled, and so she ended up taking me to see this.
He told us his name, and I'm going to protect his identity, even though he says tomorrow he's going to confess to his teacher. After all, he goes to a Catholic school. Art Silverman, NPR News, Washington, D.C.
Actually, I took vacation. I've been out since the beginning of the week. I've been out here since Monday morning. I've started getting sick as of last night. I've started losing my voice, so I'm feeling okay. I just haven't lost my voice.
Jedis don't lie.
I'm a Sith.
Did you have to call in Sith?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got me. I called in sick. I didn't even call my boss. I just called my coworker and told him to tell my boss. I told him, I was like, yeah, I'm dressed up as Darth Maul, and I'm in D.C. trying to see Star Wars.
What's on your player there?
I got, hold on, here's the good one. This is what we play when we're doing the evil walk. See?